views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Follow host Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. It's so wonderful to be with you. I'm Sarah Maine, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and this is Conscious Confidence Radio. And today we're going to talk about my all-time favorite subject, which is Sanskrit. The language of Sanskrit, how it shows up today, just all things Sanskrit. We're going to dig down into that. And we're going to really focus on the power, the beauty, and the relevance of Sanskrit. A dear friend of mine, when I asked her about Sanskrit, she said, you know, until I'd met you, I'd never even heard of Sanskrit. What is it? How does it show up today? How can I use it? She's a very practical woman. She runs her own business. But Sanskrit was a million miles from her life. And she said, since meeting me, she said, I see it everywhere. It's the red car effect. So I thought I'd do a whole show on Sanskrit and we'll just talk about it and cover off some of those issues that she's mentioned. So firstly, Sanskrit, what is it? And how is it showing up today? Well, the short answer to what is Sanskrit is it's a language. It's an ancient Indian language. It's a language that has a vast literature, absolutely monolithically vast literature. It's covering topics such as spirituality, philosophy, language, architecture, medicine, mathematics, poetry, plays, astronomy. Basically, you name it, Sanskrit has got vast, vast literature just on that topic alone. Sanskrit itself hasn't changed. It's unchanged. In a linguistic sense, academics would call that a dead language. But Sanskrit is far from dead. It is fully alive. But the key feature about the fact that Sanskrit hasn't changed is that it maintains its purity and its knowledge and its wisdom and its energy intact. It's completely unchanged, and therefore the purity, the strength, the potency, the wisdom, the knowledge is intact. It hasn't been changed or diluted in any way. Then I'm now going to talk about another aspect of Sanskrit. So there's Sanskrit, the language, and it's got this incredible grammatical system, highly scientific, highly precise, absolutely magnificent grammatical system, incredible vocabulary, unbelievably huge corpus of literature. And then there's this other aspect to Sanskrit, in that it reflects the underlying knowledge and laws of how the universe actually works. And one of the really fantastic ways that I just love, and since I learned about it when I was about 11, it just scintillates me every single time when I think about it, it conveys true meaning through being experiential. It doesn't just have conceptual meanings for words. Meaning can be experiential. And that is a chief difference from most languages. I've got some examples. There's the word smitam, and smitam means a smile. And Sanskrit words come from little root forms, and then you add bits to it, and the word grows from these root forms. So literally the potential for the vocabulary is infinite because of the permutations of a root with little bits added here and there at the beginning and at the end of a word. So take the word smitam. It comes from this root smi. And the root smi means to bloom, to be fully opened and blossomed, to be full-blown, like we talk about a full-blown rose. It's absolutely at the extent of its opening and flowering. And the word smile comes from that root, that energy of being fully open and blossomed and full-blown. And when you think about a smile, it blooms, the energy of a smile blooms just like a flower does. So when you smile, that is the energy that you're transmitting to the universe, to the person you're looking at, to the world. So the same energy of blooming is the same energy in smiling. So the real meaning of smile is in that bloom. And, of course, that conveys beauty, generosity, warmth, all those wonderful qualities. So that's just a simple example of where Sanskrit is experiential in its meaning. And, of course, there's another example, and I talked about this in the previous show when we were talking about being, pure being, is there's the root bhu, which is the word for the root for being in Sanskrit, and where we get English words like being and becoming and became and be. Bhu, and then it says satayam. So being is in pure being. So you want to find your true being. It's in the presence of pure being. And that's experiential. You can get very conceptual about it, but really the real meaning of being is in experiencing it. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to have some time to connect with our being, and we're going to practice our welcome to being meditation. So that's just some initial introductory descriptions of what Sanskrit is. So then let's think about how is it showing up today? Because Sanskrit is an ancient, ancient language. And how is it showing up today? So it's got a really wide currency in our Western culture. Of course, it's in the Eastern culture, but also in the West. East and West now hold hands with Sanskrit. And I'm just going to give you some examples of where Sanskrit has turned up, right from the 1960s when the Beatles met the Maharishi and learned about meditation. They also learned about Sanskrit. Celebrities famously have got tattoos in Sanskrit. David Beckham's got quite a lot of Sanskrit. Rihanna. There's all sorts of other celebrities with Sanskrit tattoos on their bodies. Hugh Jackman, the actor, he chose to have Sanskrit engraved on the inside of his wedding ring and his wife's wedding ring. They have a beautiful Sanskrit dedication, Om Paramatmane Namah, inside their wedding ring. And it was in a magazine article that he was featured in. He said that meaning to that Sanskrit statement means this union is dedicated to the highest consciousness, to the highest power. So he chose Sanskrit to convey that meaning of what their marriage meant to them. Famously, Meghan Markle, before her marriage, her wedding to Prince Harry, she was photographed wearing a T-shirt and she's patting her dog, her beagle. This is back in America. And the T-shirt's got Sanskrit words across it. There's movie soundtracks like the Navras soundtrack from The Matrix Revolutions in 2003. It starts with a really, really ancient Sanskrit prayer from the Upanishads. The words are Asatoma Sagamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And in English, that's saying, lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. Om, peace, peace, peace. And of course, there's Battlestar Galactica, and that's in 2003. That starts with the Gayatri Mantra. That's a hymn from the world's oldest literature, the Rig Veda. And that was composed, well, academics think, about 3,000 to 4,000 BC in Sanskrit. And there it is on a movie theme. You can sit in a cinema and watch it or sit at home watching it on Netflix. Okay, and that's the Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Suvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Tyo Yo Na Prachodayat. And that's the Gayatri Mantra. Ayurveda and yoga, otherwise Sanskrit turns up. Of course, that's great sources of great healing and wellness, and that's happening every day now. They're well and truly in our current lifestyle. Meditation, mindfulness, and other spiritual practices, they're all used extensively to discover inner peace and stillness. There's tons of books, and they're being written all the time. But why Sanskrit? What's its appeal? What's its draw? Well, the ancient wisdom in Sanskrit speaks directly to our inner self with very potent energy. We immediately experience the meaning and connection. We may not have words for it, but we feel it. We feel naturally drawn. Sanskrit has a subtle vibration, like a silent energy, and it has deep beauty. Just take, for example, the words peace, peace, peace. Or in Sanskrit, shanti, shanti, shanti. There's an energy there. So we're going to take a break, and afterwards we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you about my lifelong relationship with Sanskrit and ancient wisdom, which started when I was really young. I was about 10 or 11 years old. So take a moment now during this break to connect with shanti, with peace. And I'll see you back really shortly.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Sarah Main, and you're listening to Conscious Confidence Radio, A Timeless Wisdom. And today we're talking about Sanskrit. And I discovered Conscious Confidence and developed the program when I started looking into what the Sanskrit said about the word confidence, just one English word, confidence. And because I've got a background in studying Sanskrit, I started looking up the word confidence in Sanskrit. Because I looked up all these English words, I had 73 English synonyms for the word Sanskrit and still didn't tell me what's really going on when we feel confident. People can describe it. I thought, what's really going on within ourselves? And as soon as I thought, what does Sanskrit really mean? I immediately thought, go back to the Sanskrit. Head smack. So I immediately got out all my dictionaries and started looking up Sanskrit just in the English to Sanskrit dictionary. And I found all these words, a whole list of them. And so I started looking them up. There were 12 of them actually. And I started looking them up, each one, and deeply researching the meaning. And it was a complete revelation to me. As I started looking at them, I suddenly thought, I get this. And the whole Conscious Confidence Fuse program presented in front of my eyes. But it was all through going back to the experiential, deeper meaning in Sanskrit. So how did I learn to do that? Well, when I was 10, well, it really started beforehand, my parents came from England and they were interested, they were seeking, they wanted true knowledge and they were hungry and they searched. And back in the late 1960s here in Sydney, Australia, they discovered philosophy classes, practical philosophy classes. And that's at the School of Practical Philosophy in Sydney. And that's a branch from the School of Economic Science in London. And my dad went to the first night lecture and he came home to my mum, who was minding all of us. We were all young kids at the time. He said, I found it. This is it. This is what we need to learn. And they'd been searching. They'd been reading books and all sorts of things. The internet didn't exist then. So, of course, it was books and talking to people and reading whatever they could find. And so they started going to philosophy classes and I could tell, I was about 8 or 9, I could tell that they had come across something up, that the conversation changed and they were excited, they were focused. This was back in the late 1960s. And they would look just a normal middle-class family. Dad put on a suit every day and worked in an office. My mum was a housewife, so nothing fancy. And then, but very stable, happy, loving home. And then at the age of 10, mum and dad said, are you interested? Do you want to do this? And I absolutely, straight away, I was into it. I wanted what they had. I could tell they'd found something. And when I was 8, I had this sort of awakening and connection, which I now know with deep universal consciousness, profound connection and experience. And when they asked me, did I, and I never told anyone, and when they said, do you want to learn this too? Absolutely, I was into it. And I sat in these adult classes. I was 10. My feet didn't even touch the ground in the chair. And everyone was so sweet and lovely. They gave me extra biscuits or cookies, tea. It was so sweet and lovely. And I just soaked it all in. I didn't even understand half of what they were talking about, but there was an energy and a vibration that completely resonated with me and I was totally in sync with. And so I did all of that, and in amongst all the studies, we started studying Sanskrit, and because we wanted to, the aim was to study all the original wisdom in the original language. Well, you don't just pick up Sanskrit and start learning it. And we also chanted it. And those vibrations were just magic to me. I just completely related to it. So I was studying that for many, many years. And then when I got older, I was asked to help run some of the groups. So I tutored groups. So I was teaching adult classes in the ancient wisdom traditions. I was teaching Sanskrit. I was teaching philosophy and meditation, assisting with meditation. Because at the age of 10, I was also introduced to mantra meditation. And we practiced that twice a day. I loved it. So that went on. And then it was a natural extension when I finished high school. I went and studied Sanskrit at university. And fortunately, the University of Sydney here had a department teaching Sanskrit. So I just reveled in it, loved every second of it. It was hard. For 2 1.5-hour classes per week throughout my degree, I must have done about 30 to 40 hours of preparation because I knew if I didn't do that, I was underprepared. So that helps deepen your knowledge and connection with it. Does it make me an expert in Sanskrit? Certainly not. I would never claim to be that. But loving it and studying it, that hasn't stopped. And then I got involved teaching in a day school for children, and one of the key elements of the school was that it taught Sanskrit. And I helped facilitate the development of the curriculum, which I got from, I was given, and I started developing it and teaching the teachers, curriculum development, and teaching myself how to teach children, young children, because I'd mostly taught adult Sanskrit. And then subsequently, when I stopped teaching after 30 years, I was doing executive coaching, which is what I do now, and the Sanskrit and ancient wisdom imbued and it still imbues my executive coaching work because it's so powerful. And then now I use the knowledge of Sanskrit directly in my development of conscious confidence and the program. And I've also now just completed a book. I've written a book and it's called Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And that's coming out in January 2020. I'm very excited about that. And it's through Findhorn Press and they've been absolutely wonderful publishers to work with. And so we're in the final production stages at the moment and then they'll start working to get the book out by January 2020. So I've had a lifelong relationship with Sanskrit. I've had basically a lifelong love of Sanskrit. I have lots of friends who are like me, totally love Sanskrit, and they study it in different ways. But conscious confidence came to me simply by asking myself, what on earth does confidence mean? What does it really, really mean? And picking up my Sanskrit dictionaries and starting to look at 12 different Sanskrit words, and then suddenly the lights went on about an approach. And my Conscious Confidence Fused program is derived directly from the Sanskrit, and the book's full of Sanskrit. But you don't have to be a Sanskrit scholar to understand it. I've boiled it down to just the essential meanings and then practical ways you can apply that. So there's practical practices and stories and modern contemporary accounts of people illustrating the points in each chapter, but it's all derived from Sanskrit. So that's really exciting, and I'm thrilled to be sharing it with you. So if you want to know a little bit more about the Conscious Confidence Fuse program that I offer and the that I offer, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. That's consciousconfidence.com, and check out my website, get in touch with me, and we can have a chat about how you could benefit from Conscious Confidence Fuse program coaching. I promise you I won't lecture you. It'll be very interactive and practical so that you can apply this ancient wisdom, this timeless wisdom in your life today. So that's consciousconfidence.com. So in the next segment, we're going to look at Sanskrit being the gateway to conscious confidence. And I'm going to take you through some key points of the Fuse program and how I came to it through using the Sanskrit. And we're going to look at a pretty powerful concept that's around today and what the Sanskrit has to say about that. And we're also going to practice our Welcome to Being meditation. So that's a beautiful time for you to have some rest, go into the silence, and just really enjoy the power, the love, and the beauty of your own self. And there's nothing like some stillness and meditation to do that. So we're going to be taking a break in a moment and then coming back to talk about Sanskrit, the gateway to conscious confidence. And at the end of the show, I'm going to be chanting some Sanskrit for you, as I always do. And today I've got a really beautiful prayer. It's the one that's one of the movie themes, and I'm going to be singing that for you so that you can hear it with a lovely tune, a lilt, because Sanskrit goes right into the heart. So just before we finish and go to a break, just think about or listen to three English words: peace, peace, peace. And then if I say them in Sanskrit, shanti, shanti, shanti. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. And many prayers in Sanskrit end with this little triple designation of peace. Always wishing peace, always offering peace. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. So let's end this part of the show on that note with peace, and I'll see you back after the break.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about living lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom. And welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. And today our topic is Sanskrit. And you think, what's Sanskrit got to do with confidence? You've got to be kidding me. Well, conscious confidence has been derived entirely from Sanskrit. I studied Sanskrit. I've had a lifelong relationship with Sanskrit, and I started my Sanskrit studies when I was basically 11. And when I asked myself, what does confidence really mean? And I researched English and a lot of etymology of the English word confidence, I still wasn't satisfied that I had a connection with what's happening when we feel confident. And that led me back to Sanskrit, of course, and all of a sudden the lights went on and bang, I had the Sanskrit, the Conscious Confidence Fuse program in front of me. And that all came from Sanskrit. And Sanskrit is a timeless ancient language that is unchanged. So all the energy, the power, the wisdom is intact. It's maintained its purity. It's not diluted or altered or distorted. It has energy, a vibration that is utterly transformative. So, and Sanskrit these days has great currency in the West. It shows up in all sorts of places. And a friend of mine said to me, now that I've heard about Sanskrit, I'm seeing it everywhere. And she'd never heard of the word before. She'd never noticed it. But now she's seeing it everywhere. So in this segment, we're going to look at Sanskrit as the gateway to conscious confidence. So Sanskrit doesn't only tell you the meaning of a word like you would find in a dictionary. You look up a word, there's a meaning to it. That's the conceptual level of understanding or meaning. But it also indicates what we need to do, the action that we need to do in order to assimilate that meaning or experience that meaning. The Sanskrit has this complete level of an experiential level, I suppose is the way to say it, an experiential level. And it's an energy that you can connect with, and it indicates what you need to do to experience the meaning. And that is unique. That is different. So it's not just the object or thing. There's an experiential level. So there are four levels of meaning and interpretation. There's the literal level, which is a thing is just a thing, right? There's the lesson. What is the lesson here? There's the symbolic level. And then there's the personal, spiritual, transformational level. They're the recognized four levels of meaning. So take the Sanskrit word for victim. and I'm going right in with a punchy word here. Take the Sanskrit word for victim, one of the words for victim, because victim and victimhood and the victim mentality has a lot of airplay these days. And I'm not underplaying, I'm just going to say straight away, I'm not underplaying or discounting people, or if you have experienced something that is a genuine trauma in your life. I understand that and I accept that. And I would hope that you are finding healing and getting help in any way you can to get free and get clear and resolve that, because I want you to be free as much as I'm sure you want to be free. But take where we just feel a victim of circumstance in one way or another. Sanskrit, one of the words is pashu. And pashu speaks of sacrificial animals and the act of buying and tying them down. So if you take the four levels of meaning, the literal level is a sacrificial animal like a sheep or a calf with the rope around its neck waiting to be sacrificed by a priest, let's say, who's performing some sort of sacrifice, right? Now, the lesson in that is that victimhood, when we get into a state of victimhood where we feel someone else owns the power or the external situation, external circumstances have the power, we're rendered powerless, just like a poor animal tethered, waiting to be sacrificed. And one of the key bits about a sacrificial situation is the animal doesn't get the benefit of the sacrifice. It's the priest performing the sacrifice. So Sanskrit relates that utterly powerless state with the state of victimhood. So that's quite hard hitting, but it gets right to the experiential level when we feel weak and powerless. It's getting right to that experiential level of what victimhood is about, not caught up in the story of why, just the actual energy that you're experiencing in victimhood. The symbolic level is the rope represents the stories that keep us bound, the narrative we have, the conspiracy theory we have that keeps us bound in a state of victimhood. And the knife in the sacrificial image, the knife represents the fate or event that's coming our way, that we're at the mercy of. And the sacrificial animal represents the person who feels like a victim. That's all the symbolism around this image. So we have the literal level, just the facts of the situation. We have the lesson, which is that victimhood puts us in a powerless situation waiting for external circumstances to take their course. And the lesson is stop being a victim. Take responsibility. Get yourself out of it. The symbolic level is the animal waiting to be sacrificed is like a person who feels like a victim. The rope are all the stories that we bind ourselves up with, and the knife is like waiting for fate to take its course or event that's coming your way. And the personal transformational spiritual level is I need to take charge and not remain in this state. I need to step up and take responsibility and do whatever it takes to free myself. And all of that is in the image of pashu. That's all come from the Sanskrit. So when we feel we're in a victim mindset state, what do we experience? We feel powerless. And Sanskrit is taking us to the point where we can weed the garden of our understanding, weed the garden of these thoughts and things that bind us, weed the garden of our mind and heart so that we can evolve and live differently and be free of feeling like a victim of circumstance, where we regain our power, our personal power, because we are manifestations of limitless pure being. But when we give that power away, it feels like we're utterly powerless. And what we experience, the benefits of that is we experience a clearer, deeper understanding of ourselves and of life. We have power, we have creativity, we have limitless understanding of people and situations and how to unify a situation. We feel free, we feel happy, we feel loving. That is natural. That needn't be a special occasion thing. And just gaining freedom from being tied and pulled around by external circumstances and being, as we say, a victim of circumstance is where our freedom lies. And so to do that, we need to get connected with our true being, the power of our true being. So as we go to a break, let's practice our welcome to being meditation right now. So if you're driving, I'd say pull over. Don't do this whilst you're driving. Be safe. But if you're sitting, sit up right now. Say you're comfortable or you could lie down, or if you're walking, just do this as you're walking. You can sit, lie down or walk, but don't do this whilst you're driving or operating any machinery. Stay safe. So if you're sitting, just feel your feet on the floor. Sit up straight. Take a deep breath in and out and relax and let go. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your body if you're lying down. And if you're walking, just feel your feet as they hit the ground. Take a deep breath in and out. Just let go and fall still. Feel the clothes on your skin. Connect with the sense of touch, the air on your face and hands. If your eyes are open, let form and colour and shapes just come in and out. There's no need to label them. Just let the mind fall still. It doesn't have to work now. And now let the hearing open up and out. Let the sounds come in and out. There's no need to label them. If the labels come, let them go. Don't resist anything that comes. Just let the sounds come and listen. Keep expanding the hearing. Listen past the thoughts in the mind. And now connect with your deep being, your limitless, powerful, beautiful being. Your sense of awareness. Let your awareness expand to this sense of just being. And welcome that. Welcome yourself into your sense of being. And I'll see you shortly after the break.
I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit sarahluz.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom. And today our show is All Things Sanskrit. And we're back now and we're going to talk about Sanskrit and the fourfold energy of conscious confidence, the FUSE program, the F-U-S-E FUSE program. So if you're interested, before we get underway with that, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about how I've worked Sanskrit and derived Sanskrit into my FUSE program, if you go to my website, I've got a two video series for free download at my website, and it's called Design Your Own Alignment Guide, and it's all about how we can align our body, mind, heart, and spirit, our whole person, bring it into alignment and balance and care for our whole self. And I've derived all of that from the Sanskrit word for balance and measure. And it's very practical and very simple. And there's two videos and you can download them straight away. And there's some worksheets you can download and print out and write on. It's a very interactive. So it's Design Your Own Alignment Guide to Achieve Greater Balance, Happiness and Health. And it's very simple. If you go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, that's C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, confidence.com, consciousconfidence.com, and download your Design Your Own Alignment Guide, two video series, and the worksheets, and see how, let me know what you think. Go to my Facebook page or Instagram and tell me how you're going with it. Tell me what you're experiencing. Ask me any questions. What would you like to know? Tell me about your experiences and connections with Sanskrit. I'd love to hear about them. You can also email me, the email address info@consciousconfidence.com. That's on the website too. You can email me. You can contact me via Facebook and Instagram. Let me know how you're going with it all. I'd love to hear from you. And if you also want to know more about the Conscious Confidence FUSE programs that I offer, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. So let's get into a little bit more Sanskrit and the fourfold energy of conscious confidence. When I was looking up all the Sanskrit words for the one word confidence, I came across 12 words and I started looking them up, and they grouped into four distinct areas, four distinct characteristics or energies. It was absolutely marked. And those four areas are focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. And in focusing, one of the key Sanskrit words was dridha pratyaya, dridha pratyaya. And dridha pratyaya, pratyaya means belief. And dridha means firm. If something's dridha, it's hard, it's firm. It's not soft, it's not weak, it's not moving, it's firm. So dridha pratyaya means a firm belief, a firm confidence. Doesn't move, it's unshakable. So that requires focusing. So that's the first element of the FUSE program of the fourfold energy of conscious confidence. The second one, the second Sanskrit word for confidence, completely different quality. That's Ashabandha. Ashabandha. And bund means a bond or being bound, but not necessarily imprisoned. It means a bond, bringing something together. And Ashabandha means a bond of hope, of confidence, and trust. And Ashabandha brings the energy of uniting, bringing together. So now we have focusing, dridha pratyaya, firm belief, firm confidence, and we have uniting, Ashabandha, a bond of hope, confidence, and trust. And already you can experience, you can sense the different energy in those two words. Focusing is one, it's firm, dridha pratyaya, and uniting, Ashabandha. There's a softness and a yielding there, but it's not weak. It's definitely not weak. So focusing, uniting. The third element is asandeha, asandeha. And that means not accumulating excess in body, mind and heart, not accumulating excess in body, mind and heart. And this leads to an absence, a lack of doubt and confusion. So it's interesting that little at the beginning means not. So all these things are not happening. We're not accumulating excess in body, mind and heart. And that means there's no doubt and confusion. There's an absence of doubt and confusion. In other words, it's clean and clear. And that brings the energy of simplifying, Asandeha. So we are focusing, dridha pratyaya, uniting, Ashabandha, and simplifying, asandeha. Firm confidence, a bond of hope, confidence, and trust, and not accumulating excess, which leads to an absence of doubt and confusion. And finally, we have vishwasa, vishwasa. And that means to draw breath freely, resulting in freedom from fear. Because if we're fearful, we find it hard to breathe. But this is to draw breath freely, resulting in freedom from fear, vishwasa. And that has the energy of energizing, enlivening. So that's how we have the fourfold energy of conscious confidence. Not any old confidence, conscious confidence. Confidence in your being, in who you are, your magnificent, limitless being. And that's the confidence you want to take into your life so you offer the very best of yourself to the world. And that's energizing. So we have focusing, uniting, simplifying, energizing, F-U-S-E, FUSE. And that's the fourfold energy of conscious confidence, or my FUSE program. And all of that is founded on values and a positive attitude. So there's six elements to the program and it culminates in the fourfold energy. And making FUSE a reality, the practices are for focusing is giving undistracted attention. In uniting, it's embracing all situations with patience, understanding and an open heart. Simplifying is staying with the essentials and letting go of the non-essentials. And energizing is living each day with enthusiasm, creativity, and vitality. So it's giving attention, embracing all situations, staying with the essentials and letting go of the non-essentials, and living each day with enthusiasm. F-U-S-E, fuse. And that's all come from those Sanskrit words and other Sanskrit words as well. So that's just a little taste of how I've been working and how I work. And it's very exciting. And the energy, that silent, beautiful vibration of Sanskrit is there right the way through the whole thing. So I'm going to end the show now. And it's been great to be with you and talk about Sanskrit. I'm going to end with a beautiful prayer from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And it's the one I opened up with in one of the movie themes, the Navras movie theme. So the English is, lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. Mrityorma amritam gamaya. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for journeying into a little experience of Sanskrit with me. And I'll see you back for my next show next month. Wishing you peace, love, and light, and welcome into your true being. And that's from my heart to yours, so that we all find peace in true being, in conscious confidence.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.